Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Welcome, everybody. Will Johnson in the house. I got my producer riding shotgun with me, Shannon. And, of course, thank you to Annie on the other end. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us again. But do me a favor. Do me this huge favor. You know, I'm always asking this. Please, get your mobile device. Send me a text. Type my name, W-I-L-L, and type in for the text. I'm saying that all wrong.
You are saying that all wrong. What are you saying?
What am I saying?
So actually, this is what you do.
No, what you do is you get your mobile device and you send a text. You type my name in the body of the text, W-I-L-L. I got that right. But for the number you want to send it to is 88202. I know it. It's almost like a habit that I didn't get right. But anyways, just get out your mobile device. Send me a text, 88202, and type my name in, Will, W-I-L-L, and you'll get absolutely awesome information that you need to know from American Truth Project. What's going on, Shannon?
Oh, man. You know, there's just chaos in America. What is happening to our country? I don't know, Will. You know, earlier today I was texting a friend, and she said, literally, I have turned off the news. I can't take it anymore. You know, a lot of people feel like that. You know, we got chaos at the border. We have chaos in cities like Minneapolis and Portland. And you know who stands silent?
Atlanta, D.C.
I mean, I'm actually
Austin.
Right. You
St.
know,
Louis,
if this
Chicago,
was all happening,
Oakland.
Right. If this was all happening under the previous administration, they would be blaming him.
Oh, of course.
So guess what, people? We're blaming Biden on what is happening right now. Of course, most of these cities are all Democrat ran, so whether it was the previous administration or now, it doesn't matter. It's a Democrat ran city, so what do you do?
Yeah, well, but this was happening before Biden.
Right.
I mean, the Democrats have been pushing this agenda onto the American people for years now, for years and years. And I think it's just coming, it's really coming to the boiling point, especially now that they have an organization like BLM to go out there and create more havoc,
right.
BLM and Antifa.
You know, I think the biggest difference between what was happening before and what's happening now is President Trump would come out and basically say, listen, I support the police. This shouldn't be happening, but, you know, let's, you know, it. There's a responsibility on both sides, right? He wouldn't plot the people against the police or the police against the people. But to me, Biden and Kamala Harris, which we have a clip to play here in a little bit, literally are plotting the people against law enforcement. And it just blows me away. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a police officer right now.
Yeah, well, you know what? The police officer in Minnesota, absolutely, I mean, personally, when I'm talking about the police chief, when he went on the press conference and said that it was a mistake that shouldn't have happened, personally, he should have never said that. He should have said, after observing the video footage from the body cam, we could see that Dante Wright was fighting and struggling with the police officers. And because of his history, the police officers did what was necessary to protect themselves and others in the community. Had he never been aggressive, talking about Dante Wright, now had he never been fighting with them, this would never be a situation right now. We wouldn't be talking about him at all. And he would not be dead.
Right. So let's kind of set up the situation here. So you have Officer Kim Potter, who pulled over this vehicle that had expired tags, right?
Right.
So during the time, you know, at one point he seemed like he was cooperating, but then You know, once they said they were going to arrest him, things got a little sticky. Apparently in the body cam footage, she was saying, taser, taser. This is where the police chief came out and said she made a mistake. They're saying that instead of grabbing the taser, she grabbed her gun and apparently shot the young man, and he passed away. But there's a whole other side of the situation that people aren't talking about, and that is about this young man, Dante Wright.
Which, I'm gonna let you go into the details, but mm-hmm. let me just get it in a nutshell for everyone that's listening right now. Dante Wright was another no good thug.
Mm-hmm.
Just lame terms, no good thug. That's exactly what he was, and the police officers knew this, and they treated him as such. And you looking at the video, you can see he didn't have any respect for law and order.
Right. So CNN, unfortunately, had his parents on. And, of course, you know, you're going to show crying parents. And, of course, they're saying, oh, he was such a sweet boy. And, you know, he had a bright future. And
he did no wrong.
he brought a smile to everyone's face when he walked in the room. Well, some things have come out, some details that show he did not bring smiles to every single person when he walked into a room. So there's more details coming out about the warrant that they had for his arrest, right? So what happened let me find this. So people want to know what was Wright's outstanding warrant for. And I'll tell you what, I've heard stories where they were saying, oh, it was a warrant for a misdemeanor. Like, they're trying to make it seem like it wasn't such a huge warrant, but that's actually not the case. According to court documents, Dante Wright was facing an attempted robbery charge in which he allegedly choked a woman and then held her at gunpoint, right? I mean, how charming is this young man, right? Oh, he's so sweet. I'm sure he didn't bring a smile to her face.
So, wait a minute. So, let me continue just a second, but let mm-hmm. me get this straight. He went. Mm-hmm. The parents went on CNN, was saying that he was such a loving and caring kid and had a bright future.
Mm-hmm.
Did the parents know about this? You know, I mean, seriously, did the mm-hmm. parents know about this? Now, I guess your child can do no wrong, right? Right? I mean, come on.
I'm sure he loved his mom and his parents.
No, that's not in right. question here. They, I mean, if they're going to be honest, they would say, okay, you know what? He has some issues, but the police officer should have never shot him. Police officer's yelling, taser, taser, but she ended up shooting him. He
right.
was a no-good thug.
Right. So at the time that little confrontation happened, apparently, mm-hmm. the officers now knew who yeah. this Dante guy was,
yep.
right? Like,
yep.
they knew that he wasn't this sweet little innocent young man
yep.
sitting in a car,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
Because court documents, it's Hennepin County documents, say that him and another man, his last name is Driver, were at a woman's apartment. And when the three of them were leaving, the woman and them, that's when Wright turned around and blocked the door, preventing the victim from leaving the apartment, right? Then he pulls out a gun and points it at the woman and told her and her roommate to give him their rent money, which
what?
Was about $820 or $40,
what?
Something like that. Yeah.
So he's literally robbing
Literally room. Robbing him, right? And he's telling her, according to court documents, quote, give me the effing money. I know you have it.
Wow.
Right? Then he choked the woman twice while fighting with her and threatened to shoot her as he tried to stash the money out of her bra, which is apparently where she had stashed the money. Right? So these officers know that this guy had pulled a gun on somebody already. What I mean, and now he's resisting arrest. How many times have we seen where it's just a everyday traffic pullover, expired tags, and then all of a sudden the person goes to the car and pulls out a gun, a knife or something on the police officers
yeah.
and uses it against them. At this point, she's fearing for her life. An accident, I understand that maybe she was confused or maybe, I mean, she was starting to fear for her life, right? because now she doesn't know what this young man who pulled a gun on someone before and threatened to shoot them, she doesn't know what they're going to do, right? So I can't imagine the stress of that moment for police officers, but now they're making it seem like she was the agitator, like, oh, well, she shot him and it was an accident and the whole thing was just a big accident, right? Her fault. That's not true. This young man actually contributed to what had happened at that moment, right? I mean, he didn't follow orders. If he would have followed orders and just didn't resist arrest and just went along with them, everything would be fine. He would be alive right now. There wouldn't have even been an accident that happened. But his actions took this to the next level where something else happened, right? And my question is, if she told him to stop, did she have the right to shoot him or tase him? She probably did. She told him to stop, and he didn't stop.
Well, actually, as a police officer, and he started fighting with them,
mm-hmm.
they had excuse me, they had every right to shoot him.
Right.
Not just tase him.
Right.
But they had every right to shoot him.
Right.
Because he's already fighting with them. He's jumping back into his vehicle. They don't know if he's going to pull out a weapon. And him jumping back into the vehicle and spinning off, the vehicle becomes a weapon. So they have no idea what his intentions were when he started fighting with them. So, you know what? The police officers, they should never resign here in this case. And they should never be charged here in this case. Because the body cam footage is clear. I'm a black male. And I'm telling everybody right now that when you're fighting with the police officers, and you already have a criminal record like this, you're subject to get shot. It's a no-brainer. It's literally a no-brainer. But people, they still continue to do this, and now you have it where cases where people are trying to literally put this information out. They're trying to convey that, hey, police officers need to take orders from us.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the case, and that is the movement. You even have some politicians talking about disarming the police department. You mm-hmm. have news media outlets talking about disarming the police department. Mm-hmm. You have government officials in Minnesota talking about disarming police officers. Do you really recognize what is happening? Do you really recognize it? I don't think people do. Let me play a clip for you where, if I'm not mistaken, he's the governor of Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken, and they're asking him about it, and he literally says that the police officers possibly should be disarmed.
Hmm.
Listen to this.
The full text of your request make sure that, you know, we sit down and go through it and see how we can implement. I don't believe that officers need to necessarily have weapons, every time they're making a traffic stop.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He literally just said, I don't believe they need to have sidearms every time they do a traffic stop. Do you know how many times they're killed during a traffic stop?
Yeah, it's actually ridiculous. I think it's actually unreported by news of how many times these police officers are being attacked during regular traffic stops. Do you know that traffic stops like the one that happened in Minnesota are one of the most dangerous situations a police officer can actually be in? So how irresponsible is it to make that statement? It's absolutely irresponsible. You know, it just the other day in Maryland, a police reported that they were being shot at after responding to a call, right? They got called for a parking hazard at a suburban mall, and as they approached the situation, they became under fire, they said, somewhere from up high, right? These ambushes are becoming more common, right? As people like Kamala Harris, our irresponsible vice president, comes out and makes comments like she did the other day, saying that we need more than prayers. She creates a very poisonous situation here in
Absolutely.
America.
Absolutely.
A poisonous situation.
She's a charlatan.
She is absolutely irresponsible. It blows my mind that actually, you know what, Will? Why don't you, can you play that clip?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and play.
After the shooting.
Before we get started, I do want to address the killing of Dante Wright. He should be alive today. And to his family and loved ones, you must know that the president and I grieve with you as the nation grieves his loss. And we stand with you. Our nation needs justice and healing. And law enforcement must be held to the highest standards of accountability. At the same time, we know that folks will keep dying if we don't fully address racial injustice and inequities in our country.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Racial injustice? Seriously? What? There is no racial injustice going on. The only racial issue that we're having is the one that the left is creating. This police officer killing Dante Wright did not kill him because he was simply because he was black. That's not the reason why that happened. It happened because he was fighting with them. More white people are killed in the United States of America by police officers than any other, and they don't address, they don't want to say that's an issue. They only want to say it's an issue when it happens to black people. They're literally trying to create a race war in the United States of America, and they're putting targets on these police officers. Police officers are being a target or getting targeted as a result of this. This is so disgusting at so many levels.
It's maddening. Oh, my gosh. I'm listening to that recording. I'm cringing. I'm shaking my head. I'm like, oh, my gosh. This woman is sitting next to the highest position in America. And you know what? Can I say?
Yeah, I think you can.
Pisses me off.
I mean, I think everyone is in that mindset right now.
Right.
Go ahead.
Here's the deal. Kamala Harris, we have a thing. It's called the Constitution that allows Miss Kim Potter to have due process.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Due process.
How dare you come on here and literally make this woman out to be a person that did something without investigating the entire situation. Do you understand how dangerous this is?
Well, you know what it is? She found another opportunity because the police officer that killed Dante Wright was a white woman. She was a white police officer. So automatically they make it a racial issue.
Right. Once again, dismissing this young man's record. Let me tell you what. This young man went to court for what I described earlier, right? He actually was in jail after the court hearing. His bail was set at $100,000. The bail bondsman had put up $40,000 and he was released. Later, the judge revoked his bail. Do you know why? Because he still possessed the firearm that he was supposed to give up to his probation officer, and he did not. He was supposed to report to his probation officer, and he did not. He was supposed to show up for court, and he did not. Do you know why he did it? Because the charge that he was facing had a 20-year prison sentence. That's how dangerous of a situation this young man created for these two young women. Does she care about that? No, she doesn't. Has he gone through his due process yet? No, he hasn't. This police officer knew about this situation. You cannot tell me she did not feel threatened in the situation. I don't buy it. I am so angry that Kamala Harris has the gall to stand up there and say what she said. knowing the facts of the situation.
Yeah. You know what? She probably doesn't know the facts, and she probably
oh,
don't
you
even.
You know what? BS. I don't care. Then you know what?
You know,
that's even more irresponsible.
Yeah. No, I'm saying
then
she probably doesn't even. You know why I say
knowing.
She doesn't know the facts? Because she probably don't even care about the facts. Mm. We're talking
maybe,
about
yeah.
leftist, liberals, socialist, communist, Democrats here. Do
right.
you really think they care about the facts? They don't. I mean, it's two things. She doesn't know the facts. She doesn't care about the facts. It's one or the other.
Right.
It's probably a little of both.
Right.
But listen, there's this TikTok video floating around, and I saw it the other day, where this white male is saying, "Hey, everyone, I know y'all saying that what happened to Deontay Wright is bad, but I have to show you something here." And he takes his phone, he shows his laptop, and it shows that the warrant that was issued for Deontay Wright was actually sent to the wrong address. That's the reason why he didn't receive notification for the warrant for his arrest. I don't care.
Well, come on now.
Wait a minute. You know,
I don't
even if that's the case, I don't care. If that's the case, I don't care because the reason why they sent out a warrant is because you don't go to a court in the first place.
You know about
the court date. They don't have to send out a warrant for a court date.
Of course you know
about the court date. When you miss your court date, that's when they send out the warrant for your arrest.
Right.
So there's no excuse for that.
Right.
They're trying to make excuses talking about why he had the warrant after his arrest. The warrant, he should have had the warrant in the first place, but he had it because he was doing criminal activity.
Right.
He was another thug.
He was supposed to turn in his gun. He didn't. He was supposed to meet with his probation officer. He didn't.
Exactly.
End of story. This guy knew that he was eluding the police.
And you don't need
right?
a warrant to show up for court.
Right. Listen, his parents came on the CNN or whatever show it was, right?
Communist News Network.
Whatever show it was.
I think it was Communist News Network.
And his mom, she said this. She said, apparently he got pulled over because he had air fresheners hanging from his rearview mirror. That's what he told his mom, which apparently that isn't the reason. We know that he had expired tags, right?
Right.
But this is what she said, quote, "All he did was have air fresheners in the car. And I told him to get out of the car." And then at some point she told him, "Dante, don't run." Why do you think she told him don't run? Did he have a reason to run? Did she feel like he might have a reason to run? Of course. She isn't stupid. She knows that he had been in trouble. And she knows that he probably wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. So those police were going to be after him. And she knew her son would probably try to get away from the police. And that's exactly what he did. Because he wasn't this nice, young, sweet man that lit up everybody's face, you know, smile, put a smile on his face when he walked into a room. I'm sure he didn't put a smile on everybody's face when he walked into that courtroom.
He didn't put
now.
A smile on everybody's face, on the two women's face when he was robbing them.
Right. So the situation is being completely painted in a different light. And it's dangerous to do this because let me tell you what. They did the same thing to the police officers in what city was it? Where the police officers, you know, the man, he was getting in the car, and the police, he was at some party, and the police officers came, and they shot him, and he was basically paralyzed from the neck down. What was that? Oh, gosh, what was that case? Anyways.
That's the one that was in...
What was that?
Was that in St. Louis?
Was it St. Louis?
I don't know. Actually, I don't think so. Maybe it was.
Okay, anyways. So after they did an investigation, there were several different, you know, organizations that did investigation. The police officers were actually proven to be in the right. They were all charges against them were dismissed, and they are now back on duty. So even then, they tried to paint this man is a good person. He was such a great person. And of course we come find out, you know, there's a reason why he was acting the way he was with police officers as well. But once again, those police officers got their due process and they were found innocent. And so now they're back on the job. But, you know, you just, It angers me because Kamala Harris to me has become
she's a
race baiter.
She's a tyrant.
She literally is causing friction in America. You know,
it's the same thing Obama did. Remember, because Obama said if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon. You remember that? And then all after he did that, guess what started happening? There was a BLM rally in Dallas, Texas, where BLM, or not, it wasn't even, yeah, BLM rally in Dallas, Texas, where a BLM member started shooting at police officers. People forget about that? And then they try to say, oh, he wasn't with BLM. Of course he was with BLM.
Yeah.
He's a black male. They're supporting BLM shooting at police officers.
Yeah.
Of course he was. And now it's the same thing Obama did, and now Kamala Harris is just picking up that mantle and running with it.
Yeah, it's like the same thing, isn't it?
Exactly the same thing.
It's a different
scenario now, but it's the same motivation, the same motives that they're pushing onto all of us with this racial division. And she's, you know what, they're just waiting for Biden to, you know, can I say it, kill over, so that she can come in and take over. I mean, they're waiting for it. They're just really looking for it. The left is looking for it. And once she takes over, it's going to be total tyranny. I mean, right now, Biden is just like going with the motion because he don't know where he is half the time. But when she goes in, it's going to be total tyranny.
Oh, man.
It's going to be disgusting.
You know, this woman is also in charge of the border, which she has yet to even address the border, the problem at the border, the inhumane facilities and the way that some of these people are being treated, the way that the cartel is using the people is a huge problem because of the situation that they created at the border. I haven't had her have one single press conference. Why is she, you know, this is a administration that when they got into power, they swore that they were going to be transparent. They swore that they were going to be working for the American people, that they were going to keep us informed. You know what? We can't find out anything from them.
No,
and they don't
nothing.
Even tell us what's going on.
There is no transparency. And on top of
Zero.
That, Kamala Harris is getting ready, a report that I saw that she's getting ready to make some trips outside of the country. One is in Mexico, but she's not going there to address any of the issues about the border. She's not going to go to the Mexico side and go to the border. That's not the plan. And they said it's not in her travel plans to do that. And then the press secretary, which, I mean, seriously, is completely crazy. But she went on there and said that, well, you
worst
know, we had the Homeland Security go down to the border. She listed off a few other people go down to the border. But Biden and Harris, supposedly the leaders of the United States, my goodness, it's just sickening to think about that. But they're supposed to be running everything, and they're supposed to care about the American people and our sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
They should be down on the border. President Trump went down to the border
Absolutely.
A number of times.
Absolutely.
So did Mike Pence a
Absolutely.
Number of times. They
right.
have yet to go down there, and they've created a crisis on the border that the Border Patrol said they've never seen.
Right.
Never seen before.
And you know what's crazy? When they said there was a problem at the border, Trump got hyper-focused. He said, okay, there's a problem with it. Let's go figure it out.
Let's address
right?
the issue.
Let's address it. And he addressed the people of America on what he was doing, where his position was at. You know what? I haven't heard anything from Kamala Harris. Not a single peep about the border. And you know another thing I didn't hear her? She came out and she wanted to talk about the attack on Dante Wright, but she was completely silent on the attack on ICE agents last week in Portland. Completely silent. BLM, Black Bloc, all the descended
Antifa,
on the
Black,
ICE agency.
It was Antifa, Black Bloc, and BLM.
Right.
They put chains around the federal ICE building in Portland, brocaded the doors.
Right. Barricaded the doors.
Barricaded the doors. Barricade the doors and then set the building on fire.
On fire.
With people inside.
With people inside. Where's the outrage, people? That's a federal freaking building that they attacked.
Oh, but what
this is the definition of terrorism happening here in America. Kamala Harris completely silent. Where is her outrage? Where is her statement of, me and Joe, we stand with you? Where's that at?
Are going to be persecuted.
Yeah, and what's really frustrating to me is during this entire 4 years, have we tried to get in?
I'm mad. I'm so angry. No, I'm so angry.
You and millions of other people are upset with all of this. And let me play some of the sound that was from that evening while we talked about it. And I'll just describe it. So this was another evening where they were attacking a police department in Portland. You have Antifa, BLM, and Black Bloc all going to this police department trying to burn it down. The police came out, started throwing tear gas, the flashbangs, trying to get the people to back away from the building. And then they started screaming at the cops, telling them to get back in the building, get back in the building. And literally they're saying they want them to get back in the building because they want to burn the building down with them inside. This is what America is becoming. People need to brace for the impact what's about to happen in the United States of America, because what's happening right now is just a prelude to what's coming. This is just them warming up. And it's not those on the right. It's not Trump supporters. It's not people that love America. It's just the opposite. It is the Antifa, BLM, the Black Bloc, the Brown Berets, all of these anti-American people out here attacking our police officers. Mm-hmm. They're literally trying to kill the police officers.
Right. So there was an independent journalist, which I'm not sure if this was her video or someone else's video, but she said shortly after midnight, nearly 100 Black Bloc demonstrators gathered at the ICE building at Portland for a planned protest, according to independent journalists. So let me tell you what. It was pre-planned, people. It's not premeditated. What happens if somebody was killed?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They literally said ICE building was vandalized, and they were painting DHS murders. No, people, the cartel murders.
Yeah.
Right?
Antifa murders.
Right.
BLM murders. Black Bloc murderers. Democrats. Should I keep going? I mean, seriously, people. It's not going to stop.
Right.
And I mean, and you know what? I truly believe there's power in prayer. But these things have to happen. These things are, they have to happen. And you know what? It's so bad. President Trump, now, this is one of the reasons a lot of people are upset with President Trump, because he did not call for martial law, which I think personally he should have, for obvious reasons.
I think there were some mistakes made, definitely.
For obvious reasons, I think he should have. But, you know, at the same time, President Trump said, you know what, okay, I'm going to step to the side, and then y'all are going to see how America really is with me. And then and it's going to be like this. After this period of time, people are going to scream for President Trump to come back.
Right.
Even people that wanted him removed. Because these people are, you know, but a lot of these people are not going to, because they're so prideful. They're so stuck in their evil ways that they're going to say, you know what? You know what? I don't care. I'd rather have the total chaos in America burning down than to have President Trump go back into office.
Yeah, isn't this crazy? You know, if you wanna see more about what happened in Portland, Oregon, you can go to Blaze Media channel. But listen, one journalist, he actually said, far left Antifa extremists attempted to burn down a federal building in Portland, Oregon. And guess what the last word is? Again. Again, people. I mean, this isn't something new. These people are constantly attacking federal buildings. Let me tell you something. If Nancy Pelosi was in that building, if Chuck Schumer was in that building.
AOC was in that building. You know what? AOC wasn't even in the building on January 6th. So we can all assume that AOC was in the building in Portland.
But if they were in this building, What do you think they would have been saying?
Oh, my goodness. They're trying to get the kings and queens. We got to protect them.
I mean, they would have said, oh, my God, they were trying to kill us. Guess how those ICE agents were feeling. There's literally a video on there that showed federal agents attempting to get out of the building, but a barricade prevented them from exiting. Law enforcement was forced to exit out the rear of the building. Imagine how scary that is for those people. Oh, my goodness. Talk about on-the-job stress.
Can you imagine being inside the building and you hear chains going around the door?
Oh, my gosh.
And they're barricading the door like that.
I'm like, where is Biden and Kamala Harris's outrage?
And
employees. This is a federal building under attack by BLM.
It's their foot soldiers doing it.
So they don't care about federal buildings being attacked.
They don't care
about people's lives being in danger. They don't care. There's only a certain person or type that they care about. That is discrimination. That is racism.
100%. It is discrimination, and it is racism. And the mainstream media, they're the same way. They don't say anything. They're all right there, right along with it. Right there, right along with it. So now George Floyd. You know, the case for George Floyd is still going on, mm-hmm. and a lot of people have been watching it, and, you know, they're making sure that it's freely available for everybody to watch, especially those that are just highly upset because another thug, George Floyd, supposedly died at the hands of a police officer. Personally, I don't think the police officer killed him. Maybe the police officer possibly helped him along a little bit, but I don't think the police officer actually was the cause for his death. I don't think so. I think George Floyd may have just been stressed out from the drugs that he ingested that was in his system, and it just caused the issue to go to that point.
Okay, so that's a change. So you're saying that what you thought before is completely incorrect. So now you're saying that the officer putting the knee on his back had nothing to do with his death.
No, I'm saying he may have contributed to it, but I don't think after hearing the evidence and hearing the people that actually, when some of the autopsy reports that came out with all the drugs, with the fentanyl that was in his system, the amount that was in his system, I think because he got the stress that he was putting onto his body and to his heart, I think that may have been the cause. But you know what? He was a criminal. Should have never been in that position in the first place. Don't do no crime in the first place, and that wouldn't happen. So he brought it onto himself. Now, with that said,
I want to be clear.
When I first saw the video, and I still feel the same way. When I first saw that video, hold on. Let me say this.
You're being wishy-washy. Because first you're like, I don't think a police officer had to do anything with it.
Are you going to let me finish my statement?
Don't be wishy-washy then.
Okay.
Well, hear
my wishy-washiness, okay? When I first saw the video of the police officer with the knee on the back of George Floyd's neck, I still feel the same way today that I wanted to go put my knee into the face of that police officer. Reason being, because it was another human being that was on the ground in handcuffs. I don't care if you're a hardened criminal, if you make mistakes in your life, someone else doing someone like that, you have to have some kind of soul to think that is wrong. There's something wrong with you if you don't think that there was something wrong with that. Now, the result of him doing the drugs and him with the fake $20 bill, what it was all about, and him not wanting to sit down in the police patrol vehicle, he brought all that onto himself. Now, with the police officer's knee being on the back of his neck and then to between his shoulder blades, I don't think personally that he was the sole reason why George Floyd died. May have contributed to it, but not the sole reason. There is a difference there, and I still stick with that.
You know, unfortunately, the jury is going to have a hard time because I listened to part of it too, and you know, some say that there wasn't enough fentanyl that would have caused it. Some are saying, oh, it could have caused it. But here's the thing that you have to understand in these court cases is, did him putting his knee on that back, if he hadn't done that, would the man still be alive today? Do you believe that that man would still be alive, or do you feel that when they put that knee on that man and held him for 9 minutes, even after he stopped moving, that that only contributed to it, that he was about to die anyways? I don't believe
Well, with the reports that are coming out with the amount of fentanyl that he ingested.
But see, you and I listened to the same woman. She said there wasn't.
Are you going
to
let me answer?
No,
because
you're being wishy-washy.
with the amount of fentanyl that was in his system, it possibly could have killed him based on the heart condition.
Okay, well, that was one testimony, because there was other testimonies that said that that wasn't true.
That's my opinion on it.
It comes down to...
No, it comes down to, had he not been doing criminal activity in the first place, he probably would have been alive today.
Okay.
Does that answer it?
Yeah, so that means what the police officer did
probably
led to his death.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have been, had he not done any crimes, he would have been alive today.
Well, no doubt.
But because he committed those crimes, he's not here today.
Well... I mean, it's kind of like
he
created the situation.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing Deontay Wright.
Well,
Deontay Wright shouldn't have been fighting with the police officers. He would have been alive today. George Floyd shouldn't have been fighting with the police officers. He would have been alive today.
I do believe they create those circumstances. But the question is.
There has to be responsibility at some point.
At the time in Mr. Wright's situation, he was running. She didn't know if he was going to get a gun. She actually felt there was a live situation happening where she felt threatened for her life. George Floyd, there was no threat at the time that he actually died, right? He was on the ground. He was handcuffed. There was actually two other police officers holding him down. So he wasn't actually a threat. So there's a difference. Right, in the police officer's actions. Did that police officer need to be on top of him at that time? No, I don't think he did. The other lady, did she feel for her life? Was it an active moment? Could a guy been, he was known to have a gun and hold it on somebody? Did she feel threatened for her life? I believe she did. So I think they aren't the same. I think they're very different situations.
They are different situations, but, you know, the liberal media, they bring it in that it's all racist. Because of racism that this is happening, and which it can be further from the truth.
Right. But, you know, at some point we need to just look at people's actions and hold them accountable for their. Well, I mean, basically they're saying if you're white, you're, you know, a racist. So.
I mean,
I guess that's how they define their character, right? Instead of
I mean, especially if you're, especially if they know that you love this country.
Mm-hmm.
You're racist. If you were a Trump supporter, you're racist. If you support the police department, you're racist. And all of those together, and you're white. And even you can just be a straight white male, and they say you're racist. I mean, there's so many reasons why they're saying white people are racist.
You just have to be conservative, and you're a white supremacist racist.
Yeah.
Because you are essentially a white supremacist racist.
But, you know, Nancy Pelosi called me a white supremacist. And I'm like, she's such an idiot.
But you've had plenty of black people call you that. They'll say, you ain't black.
Well, there's this whole thing right now that black people can be white supremacists without being white.
How stupid is that?
I mean, look at it. They believe a grown man can be a woman because he put on a dress and lipstick and makeup and a wig. All of a sudden, he's a her, and they want to penalize people for not playing along. I mean, it is absolutely insane.
Right. The scary thing to me is that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the leaders of this country, have literally are literally creating a situation where they are attacking our law and order institutions. They're attacking police. They're attacking ICE agents. They're attacking anybody that has sworn to protect and serve communities, right? And they're protecting those people that do not care about protecting or serving the communities or upholding the law or following the law. That's who they are protecting. That's the side that they're on,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And they do it, and people sit there and go, oh, that's right, this poor, you know, I saw the picture of Dante Wright. He's a cute kid, I'll be honest with you. I'm like, oh, he does look sweet. I could see, you know, his mom going, oh, he's a sweet, cute boy. But some of the things he did, and she apparently was aware of him because she told him don't run. She knew he had a reason to run. You know, we have to look at those reasons. There's situations that, you know, we don't make people have personal responsibility. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's no personal responsibility. That young man, they've completely dismissed any personal responsibility on his end. Same thing with George Floyd. They've removed any personal responsibility. How irresponsible is that?
Well, exactly.
These people attacking the ICE agency, they've removed any personal responsibility, right? For some reason, they're attacking the ICE building because, oh my gosh, Kamala Harris called them the new terrorists.
Yeah.
So they're justified.
Yeah.
Right? These people in Minneapolis tearing up businesses and minority businesses, by the way, not just white people businesses. Pakistani people have businesses. Mexicans have every single race in Minneapolis
Black-owned businesses. And, you know, they have these commercials running and running and running. I'm pretty sure you've seen them, everyone that's listening right now, where they somehow, you have to help your black-owned business. But yet, Antifa and BLM, they're burning them down.
They don't care. They don't care. And let me tell you what, they're not interested in justice, to be honest with you. They're not interested in bettering themselves. They're interested in getting some free stuff at Target. They're interested in getting some new shoes.
You're talking about the peaceful looting.
Yeah, the peaceful, yeah.
The peaceful looting along
the
with
the summer of love is coming, people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And along with the peaceful rioting.
And Kamala Harris said her and Joe stand with you.
Yeah, yeah, they stand with you. So go ahead. And,
right.
You know, according to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, go ahead and do your thing.
How are they not enemies of the state? Enemies of this country. How are they not part of the terrorism that is happening in America when they literally are creating the situations for it, standing with the people, silent while it's happening? That's crazy.
It's totally,
I'm really angry. I'm sorry, people. I guess I'm going off today, but I'm angry. I'm angry that the leaders of our country are now mostly part of the problem here in our country. And yet people like Will, who work hard to expose them, are now being completely silenced. Today his main YouTube channel was completely just deplatformed. You know, he's run around the country for years exposing these people, showing you what is happening. And they want to silence him, somebody that actually loves this country, somebody that wants better for this country, somebody that wants to hold people accountable for their wrongdoing. He's the wrong one, right?
Yeah. I'm in the wrong because
he's in the wrong.
I give my opinion and I expose these people for what they're going to do. And, you know, I have this clip that on CNN, and I want you to listen to this audio. I talked about them wanting to pressure us and to push us to have to take something in our bodies, and they want to force it onto us. And one of the ways that they're going to do that by forcing it to us in the future is that you won't be able to hold a job, you won't be able to get on an airplane. And, you know, they talked about the passport, you know, the COVID passport, vaccine passport thing, right? I mean, so everything that I was saying was factual, that they're wanting to push all of this onto us. Going to school, you have to have it. They want to put stuff in your body, and they're saying you have to have it in order to operate inside of the outside in society. Well, Facebook dinged me on it because I said this is something that they're going to do in the future, and it's coming. Well, they gave me a strike on my channel and said that I was putting misleading medical information. Never before have I given any kind of medical advice to anybody. I said what they're wanting to do to all of us. And then on CNN, they straight up said it. They straight up said it. I took that little clip and I shared it on my YouTube channel. And I said, look, this is exactly what I was talking about. This is exactly what I was talking about. And here they're calling for it. Now, I'm going to play it. And this should be alarming to every single person. I don't care what side of the spectrum you're on. They're wanting to force us. And in this clip, you're going to hear CNN, her name is Erin Burnett, where she's saying that we should be forced. She wants to force it onto us. And this all comes on the heels of Johnson & Johnson people getting a particular product injected into their body, and it's causing issues.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Listening to this audio recording can be dangerous to your health. I just want you to know that. I can't stand Erin Burnett. I can't stand listening to her voice, so it's actually really bad for my health. But we're going to go ahead and play it. And hopefully it doesn't affect you.
Yeah. So listen to this.
Tonight, Johnson & Johnson vaccine paused. The CDC and the FDA recommending the U.S. Pause its use of the J&J vaccine after 6 reported cases of a rare and severe type of blood clot. All 6 cases were in women between the ages of 18 and 48. Out front now, Dr. Jonathan Reiner, a cardiologist who advised the White House medical team under President George W. Bush. So, Dr. Reiner, 6.8 million J&J doses have been administered in the U.S., so the math there means the blood clots have appeared in fewer than 1 in a million people, and yet they're going to pause this vaccine. I just wanted for everyone to understand something to compare it to. The FDA allows birth control, which has a blood clot issue, in women, 3 to 9 women in every 10,000.
Okay. The main part that I want you to hear is coming up right now. And I actually looped it because this is so important that you hear what she says.
But they allow people to do that. Now, the vaccine's different. We're trying to push it on the whole population and essentially make it not a choice to get vaccinated, even though it is obviously a choice. Now, the vaccine's different. We're trying to push it on the whole population and essentially make it not a choice to get vaccinated, even though it is obviously a choice. Now, the vaccine's different. We're trying to push it on the whole population and essentially make it not a choice to get vaccinated, even though it
you
is
know what,
obviously
you know
a
what,
choice.
What strikes me is the death rate for COVID was less than 1% according to our whole population.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 1% of people actually die from it. But mm-hmm. they want to shut down the whole country for that.
They want to shut down the whole country.
They
and
want
they want to
the whole country
you,
down.
They want to force you to take something into your body.
But you have a vaccine that has less than a 1% danger, and it's just fine. Well, we'll just let it go.
Yeah, very
right?
good point.
Right? I mean,
yeah, very
it just
good
shows
point.
You their agendas.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, it's so irritating. How do people not pay attention to this?
You know what? Know? Because people are fearful. People are scared. And they're listening to these people, and they're thinking, oh, they have the answers. They're not going to lie to us. They're looking for our best interests, and which is a total lie. They're not looking for the best interests of the American people. They're looking how they can destroy us or to get... It really comes down to control. They want to control us. And anyone does not get in line with this whole control mechanism that they're wanting to implement onto us need to be dealt with severely. I'm telling you, that is what they want to do. That is their goal.
Right. Well, let me tell you something about CNN, Miss Erin Burnett and her little news company. There's actually a video or an article on UniteAmericaFirst.com about a new explosive video by Veritas, right? And in this video, there's a man named Charlie Tester. He's actually he is CNN's technical director, okay? He's a director at CNN. And this man in this video that Veritas has put out there literally exposes CNN, literally says that, listen, we're all about putting out the propaganda, right? He's not saying they're putting out facts. He's saying that they take something and they twist it into the story that they want it to be. And guess what? the people who watch the channel are dumb enough to believe it. And when they say it over and over, he said, we put it on loop. Guess what that is? That is literally brainwashing people, attacking them emotionally to where they go, oh my gosh, oh yes, oh yeah, this vaccine, it's only like 1%. What are they crying about, right?
Yeah.
Well, COVID is less than 1%, people. What are you crying about, right?
Yeah.
But they don't want to push that narrative. That's not what they want to push. They wanted you to be scared. They wanted you to close down your building businesses. They wanted you to basically destroy our economy under Trump to make him look bad. There's always an agenda that these people have. He literally admits that their sole job was to make sure that they lie about Trump and they make sure he doesn't get reelected. And they said that they felt like they were the main reason why Trump didn't get elected. They said if they had not put out basically the propaganda that they did, that Trump probably would have gotten in office. What does that tell you?
Well, yeah. And
that tells you that they know they purposely lied.
Yep. With the whole pandemic.
Right.
With this whole pandemic, they were like, you know what? We have to use this to our advantage. And then they even go a little bit further about Kamala Harris, talking about Joe Biden is probably going to die. And they said, well, Kamala Harris would probably be a real beep. But, you know.
Beep.
Yeah, beep. She'd probably be a real beep. No one probably want to work for the beep. But they're saying, but you know what? She's just so much better.
She's so much better than Trump.
Yeah.
Because we can handle it.
Yeah. It's crazy. You have a president that was doing positive things for the nation, and you have these tyrants that's doing negative stuff, but yet they're fine with the negative stuff because they're out there manipulating people, and these people have been turned over. Their minds have been turned over, and they don't even know that they're doing these wrong things any longer.
I don't know. You know, the only time I hear Kamala Harris come out and say something is when it's completely unproductive to the country moving forward.
Well, name one thing that the Democrats have done that's been productive.
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I actually woke up in the middle of the night last night, and I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I really do want Democrats to tell me what this administration has done that they completely, totally support, that they just admire what kind of job they've done. Like, what is it that they're like, oh, I love this? Because, you know, when President Trump was in office, he was being complimented by his base all the time. Oh, we love it. Because he was doing things for the American people. Oh, how great, you know, unemployment's down. How great small business.
You know what? They were having organizing rallies throughout the nation for the first 100 days for President Trump. Here, there's just so much chaos going on.
Right.
And people don't want to go out. And the only people that are going out are the people just finding something to destroy. I mean, that's it. It's like, oh, we're going to go out. We're going to party tonight. We're going to burn everything up. And these people are calling for everything to be burnt up. The aunt of Deontay White said, burn it all down. Went out there screaming, burn it all down. Seriously, burn it all down. But where's the FBI on that? The FBI going to people's doors who was simply at the Capitol on January 6th and didn't even do anything. And they're going to their homes, questioning them. And you got these people who are actually burning up stuff, organizing to burn down a federal ICE building. But where's the FBI? Oh, I know what it is. I guess the FBI is too busy looking for Lady Gaga's dog. That's what it is. They're too busy. They're looking for Lady Gaga's dog.
I don't know. I, you know what? I am praying that something happens to turn this country around, because if something doesn't happen soon, we may go to the point of no return, and that is pretty scary, right? People need to stand up. We know that half of America does not approve of what is happening right now. At some point, people are going to have to start standing up and saying, we do not approve of this. This is our country. Guess what? These people work for us. They work for us. We're allowing this. How is this happening? I'm frustrated.
Well,
I'm
all
sorry.
I can say is, you know, we probably can say, welcome to the downfall of America. Maybe we should call that one the next broadcast that we do. The downfall of America.
Yep.
All right, everybody. This has been a wonderful discussion I had with my producer, Shannon. Even though she's wrong and I'm right, there's no wishy-washy stuff going on here. She's wrong and I'm right. I'm sticking to it. But, hey, do me a favor. Get out your mobile device, 88202. Send a text to 88202 and type my name in, W-I-L-L. You will get information from American Truth Project that you absolutely need to know. Again, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. God bless you. God bless America, because we most definitely need it. See you next week.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.